At least 2,000 people may have been drowned after a powerful storm caused catastrophic flooding in the eastern Libyan city of Derna. Last night, the Tripoli-based government declared the eastern province a disaster area. Much of the destruction is believed to have been caused by the collapse of two aging dams, with reports that whole neighbourhoods may have been swept into the sea. For more, I'm joined now by Abdelkader Assad, a senior political reporter with the Libya Observer. He's based in Tripoli, and good morning and thank you for joining us. What information can you bring us about the scale of destruction caused by this storm, Storm Daniel?
Well, actually, the storm actually led to a very high number of fatalities. Now, the latest from Derna, a coastal city in eastern Libya, says that the number of deaths has risen to 2,800. That's a very preliminary report of death toll. And the number of reported missing persons amounted to actually 10,000. And this is only just the beginning, because rescue teams are not able to enter some difficult areas due to the collapsing of two dams in Derna Valley area. And due to, of course, the deterrence of the rainwater that swept through the city, not only in Derna, actually in the vicinity of Derna, there are two other areas like Jabal al-Akhdar, al-Marj, and another city, which is al-Bayda. These four areas are actually disaster areas, and the response, the relief response, is actually a bit sluggish.
And to stay with that relief response and the sluggish nature of the response, is that because of the complications in Libya of politics and how that may impede any rescue attempts? The writ of the Tripoli government doesn't reach that part of Libya.
Absolutely. The politics is playing a role in here because, you know, the local response is supposed to come from Western Libya, and that needs, time. And until this morning, I was speaking to people on the ground, and they said no rescue teams have come to Derna or Al-Bayda from Western Libya yet. So no rescuers arrived until now, and that's because of the distance. And another thing, the politics is because Libya has two governments, the recognized government in Tripoli and the unrecognized government in Eastern Libya, that is now supervising the whole disaster. And this is making it difficult for the international support to come easily and quickly, because, you know, the support should be called for by the recognized government, mm-hmm. and the recognized government called for support, and we have only one response until now from Turkey, but it hasn't arrived yet.
Abdelkader Assad, senior political reporter with the Libya Observer, based in Tripoli, joining us there, and thank you. It is now 17 minutes to 8.